At today's hearing, and more than 100 other times since the nuclear deal was signed 2 weeks ago, American officials have used an unusual word to describe Iran's activities or influence. That word is malign. NPR's David Welna has been following Washington's latest buzzword.
In his opening statement today, Defense Secretary Ash Carter argued the nuclear deal with Iran was good because it served
to check Iran's malign influence.
What's more, Joint Chiefs Chairman Martin Dempsey said the deal was good
to counter the Iranian regime's malign activities.
These officials clearly align on malign. As he flew to Israel last week, Secretary Carter spoke to reporters about
the potential for Iranian malign activities.
In Tel Aviv, he called the nuclear deal necessary to
check Iranian malign influence.
And at an air base in Jordan, Carter again spoke of
countering Iranian malign influence.
And in Baghdad, he pointed to
Iranian malign activity in the region.
So why this repeated use of malign? Karim Sajapour is an Iran specialist at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. Malign, he says, is decidedly more benign than some other terms.
If you're the administration, malign is a safer word than, you know, radical terrorist extremist, because you are making the argument for a deal more difficult if you refer to Iran in those terms.
Which is why Sajapour says administration officials are taking the malign line.
They go on these word binges. They discover a word and they'll say it for many, many months on end. And then next month they may discover another word, which is, you know, could be slightly stronger than malign. It could be slightly weaker than malign, and they will use it.
But at least for now, malign's the word. David Welna, NPR News, Washington.